I can eat them when they're fresh. Yeah, you see, I ain't no hog about them. But boy, whenever they can, if it's salmon, sardines, or what have you, if it's canned, don't bring them to me.
You don't like oysters at all?
No.
What about something that you might hear making a noise around the pond at night?
Frogs. Heap 'em.
What do you call those big old frogs?
The colon. Spring frogs are in. A lot of folks eat them old big frogs.
Mm-hmm. Call them spring frogs?
I think so.
Is there any other kinds of frogs?
Yeah, they're the little old toad frogs, and they're the little old tree frogs, and they're
any other name for tree frogs?
I don't know.
You ever heard of thunder frogs?
No.
That's another name, I think, that someone told me. What might you dig up to go fishing with?
Earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of worms?
Yeah. Earthworms and grub worms you dig up.
Uh-huh.
And then you can get sawyers off old dead logs.
Then you can get what?
Sawyers.
What's that?
That's something right under the bark when a tree falls and gets to where it gets wormy.
Uh-huh.
Where you can peel that old bark off and get you a bunch of sawyers. They look like a grub worm, but they got a real flat head, just flat as it can be. It goes under the bark.
What about
they're good fish bait.
What about a small fish you might use for bait?
Minnows.
Okay. And something, that little hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Well, there's gophers and terrapins and
do they stay on land or in water?
Both. There's some terrapins in the water, and there's some on the hard shells, I call them, on the ground. Travels on the ground.
Uh-huh. What about the gopher? What's that like?
It's a big old hard shell outfit, and he pull his head and legs in, too.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything special about him?
Not a thing that I know of. He can really make a hole in the ground.
Oh, he can?
I've heard that people would eat them, but I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. That's something that, talking about insects now, the kind of insect that'll fly around a light.
Ooh, horse flies and bees and bumblebees and wasps and dirt divers and mosquitoes and all kind of bugs will gather to a light.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a stinging insect that builds a nest, sort of?
Hornets.
Mm-hmm. And do dirt divers sting you?
They bite, but they won't sting.
They'll bite.
Uh-huh. They don't make no bad bite.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll clench you a little bit.
Yeah.
Now a wasp will really stick it to you in the yellow jacket.
Where does a yellow jacket build its nest?
In the ground.
Mm-hmm. And what about something that flies around the light, and if you grabbed it, powder would come off in your hand?
Light.
Uh-huh. An insect, if you grab this insect.
Butterfly.
Okay. And something similar to a butterfly, but not quite the same thing.
These old catalpa trees out here has...